I'm Glynis Bort in Chester, West Virginia, literally a stone's throw from the Ohio River, where the first phase of development of a new industrial park is underway. I'm here with Patrick Ford, the executive director of the Business Development Corporation of West Virginia's Northern Panhandle. He's showing me this site, the former Taylor Smith and Taylor Pottery Plant. It's one of several old industrial sites being repurposed in this area.
5 years ago, what was here, just the remnant and the skeleton of an 80,000 square foot building in disrepair, and it was just vacant, graffiti, weeds, glass, and the community lived in the shadow of this for 30 years. We kept being overlooked for economic development decisions that were being made by national and international companies to want to locate in the Northern Panhandle because we simply did not have sites to meet the demand that was emerging in the area. And all of the developable land just happened to be all of these abandoned mills. And you can't drive 10 miles in the Ohio River Valley without seeing an abandoned mill. We picked the toughest of all of them in the Ohio River Valley. I don't know why we did that. Maybe I'm not that smart. But what I am is I believe in the future of this area. The building has been completely torn down. We went down and remediated the lead from the soil. So now you're walking on fresh soil here. The lead shards from the pottery that didn't make it to the store was literally thrown over the fence for decades, generations. So we had to remediate all of those lead shards from the riverbank. We were also responsible for the river. So we actually were out there dredging the lead out of the river. You just go back as early as 10 years ago, there were no shovels in the ground in the Ohio River. Drive today from Chester all the way down to Beach Bottom, you're going to see buildings being erected, shovels in the ground, and earth-moving equipment everywhere.